Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to learn the halachas that relate to looking after items of one's friends. This is the halachas of Pikadon, Siman Kuf, Peiches, 188 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's go take a little bit of background. It's a very short topic today. What is halacha if someone deposits money with a neighbor? So in that case, then since people generally need access to money for business purposes, we assume that the depositor, the person who placed the money there, would allow the use of the money. Meaning you're going to return the money, you're going to return the amount of the money, but not those specific notes. You are allowed to use it in the meantime, unless the depositor clearly indicates otherwise. How can the depositor indicate otherwise? So he can put it in a sealed package or tie it with a special knot or says that he doesn't want you to use it, then you're not allowed to use the money as well. What is he why is he depositing the money in the first place? So this is for safekeeping. So the person says, I want you to look after my cash. I want you to look after, $10,000. I'm going to give it to you over here in this case. So in that case, you are allowed to use it technically, unless the person specifically says, I don't want you to use it, or give any indication as such. What if is the law if someone deposits an object, not money, with you? So in that case, so you are absolutely forbidden to use the object, even if it will not be harmed. Just even playing the piano would be a problem. Why is that? So the answer is because the person has the halacha of a shoel, and a person who uses it without the person's knowledge is considered a gazlan. That's considered stealing. One may not use it then, unless the owner has gave explicit permission. What do you do? What if you know the owner would not object to using the item? So then it's allowed, according to many authorities. Some poskim say you have any deposit, even one people generally don't mind using, because it's still considered a misappropriation, and one should follow the stricter opinion and not use it. How careful must you be? Must you safeguard a deposit item? We're not talking about borrowing. We're not talking when you're borrowing someone's piano, you're borrowing someone's bike. They said, I want you to look after my thing. In that case, you are not allowed to use it. That's what we're talking about. How much must you safeguard it? So you must guard it in the most secure and appropriate way for that type of item, even more carefully than you guard your own. So yes, you leave your bicycle outside in the rain at night and you don't worry about people taking it. But that's not the way you're going to treat the person's bicycle that he left by you. You're going to put it locked with a chain in your garage to make sure nobody is going to be taking it. May you entrust the deposit item to someone else? So can you give somebody else the responsibility? You outsource your responsibility of safeguarding it. The answer is no, even if the other person is more trustworthy than you, unless the depositor would normally entrust items to that person. But if you're the one who was chosen, your responsibility is personally to mandate the security of that item. To whom must you return the deposit when the deposit needs to be returned? It may not be to a family member, it must be to the depositor themselves. Otherwise, at this point in time, you have not necessarily returned it, and therefore would still bear responsibility until that time. Are there any exceptions to this rule as to who you may return the deposit to? The answer is yes. You may return it to the depositor's wife, as it's presumed that she runs the household and the husband entrusts matters to her. So spousal return is fine, but not to anybody else in the family. These are halachos of pikadon, of looking after the items of one's friend. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.